You know, we all have lots of praise reports in us, don't we, huh?
Sure, yes.
Good things. God is good, and He's protected us. He's taken care of us, and we're happy because of Him. Amen? Yes. Now, come on, look happy, people. You don't look happy. It's just like woo, come on, get happy. Get happy. Jesus saved you. You're here. You made it to church safely. You didn't have such a big fight in the car, husbands and wives, or those of you who walked. You didn't have such a fight coming in that you left and didn't come in. No, you made it. Everything's good. Everything's cool. Amen? Amen. We're reading today from Psalm 67 from the New Living Testament. May the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Then the earth will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will richly bless us. Yes, God will bless us, and people all over the world will fear Him. A time that we're in. It is a time. And if you watch the news, things are bad. But we're not called just to watch the news. We're called to tune into the Spirit and see what the Spirit is saying to the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most important thing for us to do every single day. As we see the time get darker, as we hear of the wars, as we don't know what's happening in the natural, earthquakes, tsunamis, etc., we need to focus on what Jesus is saying to the body of Christ. How do we get focused on that? We get focused by putting our eyes on Him, fixing our eyes on Him, and worshiping.
That's right.
Praising Him and worship is the vehicle. It's like getting in a car. The vehicle that will take us from the earthly realm to the heavenly realm. To be able to hear what He is saying. When things are terrible, worship.
That's right.
Praise Him. Praise Him as we hear the news. Get into worship so you can hear what the Spirit is saying to you about what's going on in the earth. There's an alliance that's happening in the Spirit right now. And it's all over the world. There's an alliance, and it's an alignment of people who are seeking the Spirit, that are hungry to know what God is saying and to know what God wants us to do. And you can hear it. You can turn on TV, and you can see who's clicking in to this heavenly realm. You can hear it in what they're saying. And how they're coming across. You can hear it in conversations. And what do we need to do? We need not only to hear for ourselves, but we need to encourage other Christians to get up into that heavenly realm, to worship until we get into His presence. Being in His presence these days is absolutely essential. And it lifts us, and it gives us courage, and it gives us boldness. Those Christians went into the lion's den, and they went in there boldly.
Yes.
Because they had worshipped themselves. They had been in touch with God. They went in knowing that He was commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
That's right.
And in the world today, we need a commander-in-chief. And it's not presidents. It's not kings. It's our Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's who's running our army. That's who's running the show.
Right.
Well, back to the scriptures. Amen. In King James it says, let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. Then, there's that word then. Then, this is what happens. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him.
Yeah.
There's coming a day when every knee shall bow.
Amen.
and every tongue will confess that indeed he is God. He's the Lord over all. Over all principalities, mm-hmm. over all powers, over all the Muslims, over everyone.
That's right.
And how do we get there? By the more we praise and worship, the more we're going to bring this to pass. Let all the people praise thee. So let's do that this morning. Let's stand and let's say this from King James. And then as we go into worship, we're going to bring a sacrifice of praise to him this morning. And we are going to praise like there's a million people in this building. Amen?
Amen.
Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him.